On this day in 1768, going way back.
You are.
1768.
Yeah.
The very first modern circus was staged in London.
Okay.
By an equestrian named Philip Astley.
Oh, it's very English. Yes. Philip Astley. Well,
yes.
He had a monocle and a horse.
When's the last time you went to the circus?
Last time I went to the circus was in Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn.
Would have been probably 2011 or 12.
What were you doing in Brooklyn? Did you go to see the circus specifically?
No. Oh. We're in Manhattan, and we took the train to Brooklyn to go to the circus. And then when we came out, everybody was, not everybody, there were people handing out paraphernalia about why the circus is bad.
Oh, right, because of the animals.
Including coloring books for children on why the circus was bad.
Oh, that's nice.
I wish I'd saved
that. That's nice. You should have. Yeah. So, trick riders, acrobats, clowns, trained animals, and other familiar components of the circus have existed throughout recorded history, but it was not until the late 18th century that the modern spectacle of the circus was born.
It's a spectacle.
So the modern circus traces its heritage to Philip Astley's Amphitheater, a riding school that he founded in London following the success of trick riding displays given by him and his wife.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So he did not originate trick horse riding, nor was he first introduced to acts like acrobats and clowns.
Right.
But he was the first to create a space where all of these acts were brought together to perform a show.
Okay.
Yes. So Astley rode in a circle rather than a straight line, as his rivals did.
Oh.
He performed stunts in a 42-foot diameter ring, which is the standard size still used by circuses today.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That's it. Wow.
He never called his show a circus, though.
No.
That word was coined by a writer and actor named Charles Dibdin, who founded the competing Royal Circus.
Oh, okay.
And it comes from ancient Rome, where the word circus meant a building for the exhibition of horse and chariot races, equestrian shows, staged battles, gladiatorial combat, and displays of and fights with trained animals.
Oh, it's okay. So they've changed a bit. They're not fighting with the animals necessarily.
Right.
Okay.
So an Englishman named John Bill Ricketts brought the very first modern circus here to the United States.
Yeah.
The first circus building in the U.S. opened in April of 1793 in Philadelphia, where he gave America's first complete circus performance. And George Washington attended a performance there later that season.
Number one?
Big fan of the circus.
George Washington,
yes.
Eh? Wooden big, teeth and all?
Big fan of the circus,
That's
yes.
That's great.
So the American circus was revolutionized by P.T. Barnum and William Cameron Coop, who launched the traveling P.T. Barnum's Museum, Menagerie, and Circus.
Yep.
They also introduced the first multiple ring circuses and were the first to use circus trains to transport the circus between towns.
Okay.
The earliest involvement of animals in the circus was just the display of exotic creatures in a menagerie.
Mm-hmm.
Going as far back as the early 18th century, exotic animals were transported to North America for display, and menageries were a popular form of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
The first true animal acts in the circus were equestrian acts. Soon, elephants and big cats were displayed as well.
Oh.
And in fact, the word jumbo.
I'm sorry?
The word jumbo.
Jumbo,
like
a
jumbo jet and a jumbo tron.
Yes.
For example.
Yeah.
That entered the English language because of an 11-foot-tall elephant named Jumbo.
Really?
That P.T. Barnum purchased from the London Zoo.
Look at that.
Yes.
Jumbo. Right there. And then Dumbo probably right off that.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay.
So in 2017, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus shut down after 146 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
However, last year it was announced that a new production of The Greatest Show on Earth without animals will debut in the fall of 2023. And there's going to be a U.S. tour that will officially launch in September.
Yeah.
That will visit more than 50 cities.
What do they do
in
now?
North
Is it
America.
Like America's Got Talent? Do people do the tricks now? Or
right.
What?
I don't know. No animals. So I would imagine like jugglers, clowns, trapeze artists, contortionists.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, maybe I go for the contortionist.
Sword throwing. That thing? Or knife throwing?
Not sword
throwing. That would be ridiculous.
Yeah. Right. Sorcery, things like that.
Yeah.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with the circus, did you?
Yes, so we're going to play Everybody Loves a Clown by Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Everybody Loves a Clown. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about the circus, because the very first modern circus was staged on this day in 1768.
A rich history, the circus. Yes. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, the word circus comes from ancient Rome.
We got the word jumbo from an elephant in P.T. Barnum's circus.
And George Washington attended a performance of America's First Circus in Philadelphia.
There you go. And he loved it.
I'm sure he did.
He
what's
loved
not,
it.
What's not to love?
What's not to love? You still haven't seen The Greatest Showman, the film.
No.
You should see it, especially after this Wiki Corner. You should
see
it.
I know you
it.
Love that movie.
I love that movie. I could sing you all the songs. Do you want me to?
I don't.
I mean, I would do it off the air.
No, it's okay.
You sure?
No, it's fine.
Really good.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
I'll just listen. I'll YouTube the soundtrack. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as you promise to do that.
I do. I will.
Folks who want to learn more about the circus, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
You got it. Wonderful. Hey, we got word from Melanie Sands. We're going to check with her on traffic in just a second. Scottsville ramp is closed from 390 northbound. That's all the information I have right now.
Oh, boy.
So 390 northbound Scottsville ramp there is closed. She will give us more details on that here in just a few minutes. Hey, Sarah, thanks for coming. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Back again tomorrow, a fresh episode.
Absolutely.
All right, so here's the deal, right? So tomorrow, I think, is my last day. I have to call for jury duty.
Yes.
So the Wiki Corner is depending on whether they need me for justice or not.
Yes.
And if they do need me, then there will be no Wiki Corner. There will be no show.
Of course, right.
But if I skate through my fifth and final telephone call, then we'll do it.
Okay.
All right. Agreed.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather on the way next on Legends 102.7.